Blog Talk Radio.
Did it originally, and I did a rendition of that. That's my version of it. And that actually went to number one. That was one of my first number ones on the charts, the independent country music charts. Thank you for joining us tonight, for tuning in. Live broadcast from Golden, Colorado. Absolutely beautiful fall day. And I'm excited to be doing the show tonight because I have a special guest that's going to be joining us in just a few minutes. His name is Bo Heatherly. He's out of Virginia. And we actually had the pleasure of hooking up for a duet together last December, and it was we did our version of If I Needed You, and the song shot to number one and then went to platinum status, and it's still on the independent country music charts being played all over the world, and it's moved up on a different chart. Worldwide Indie is playing it, and it's now number seven, and hopefully moving to number one on that chart as well. So I'm excited to have my old friend Bo Heatherly in the studio tonight. Plus, he's working on a couple of projects, and I'm excited to share not only his talent with you, but what's coming up for him. And hopefully you'll enjoy his music as well and start supporting him. So thanks for tuning in. I appreciate it. Tonight, I am going to start off again with a Higher Ground Band. That's my band here in Denver. This is our version of Redneck Woman by Gretchen Wilson. Music with you, as well as the music of independent country music artists like myself. That was my Higher Ground band performing Redneck Woman, and the singer in there with me was Rachel Sefton. We had her on the show a couple weeks ago. She's an incredible talent. I want to mention John A's Restaurant out of Nashville, Tennessee. It's in Music Valley, so if you get to Nashville or you're in Nashville, make sure you stop by John A's Restaurant. They have an amazing patio with live music out there. They have giveaways from 5 to 7 p.m. They have the best bourbon and whiskey selection in the area, and great friends, great times, and a great history at John A's Restaurant. And I hope you'll go there and tell them that I sent you and tell them to say hello for me. They go way back with me. I have special times there. So please make sure you visit John A's Restaurant. And thanks for tuning in, because I actually looked at my stats this week, and just in a few short weeks, I think we've had 8 episodes, we have gained another 2 areas of listening. I know we had 10 countries last week listening in. We just added Australia. So welcome Australia and welcome Malaysia. So from all over the world, that just proves that there are country music artist fans out there that are just longing to hear classic country music and some of our independent artists that you would never know they existed unless you dug a little deeper and and checked it out. So that's kind of the idea behind this show, is to show you not only what I've been doing, but also to share the talent of people like Bo Heatherly, which we're going to have on here shortly. This next song is another Higher Ground Band version of Tennessee Whiskey. Country Radio Show. I'm your host, Julie Richardson. That was the Higher Ground Band. That's my band here in Denver, Colorado, doing Tennessee Whiskey. And I want to welcome my new listeners, especially Leanne Taunton. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate you making the effort to get to the link and tune in tonight live. So welcome, Leanne. And I'm going to be bringing on Bo Heatherly from Virginia. And he's doing a Merle Haggard tribute CD, and this is a Merle Haggard song called Runaway Mama, but this is my friend Bo Heatherly singing it, and it's excellent. So I hope you enjoy it, and check out the fiddle in this.
Mm-hmm. in other men. She's my runaway mama, always somewhere gone again. If you see this kind of lady, kind of tall and kind of slim, she's my runaway mama. Call along and turn her in. She's got lots of pretty things that a man cannot ignore. And she stands out in a barroom when she walks out on the floor. If you see this kind of woman coming to ride and showing skin, she's my runaway mama. Call along and turn her. Woman flirting, and she's hurting a bunch of men. She's my runaway mama. Call the law and turn her in. If you see her somewhere dancing on a table in a bar, go and call the chief police. Try to tell them where you are. She's my runaway mama, always chasing other men. She's my runaway mama, always somewhere gone again. If you see this kind of lady thumbing a ride and showing, my runaway mama, call the law and turn her.
That was Bo Heatherly's rendition of a Merle Haggard song called Runaway Mama. And Bo will be calling in shortly. If not, we will call him and we will get him on the phone. And we're going to interview him tonight. I know we were looking forward to it. So that's Runaway Mama. I just want to thank you for listening to Golden Country's radio show. I'm your host, Julie Richardson. And I also wanted to big a big thank you to Johnny C. Hobbs, that's little Johnny out there, that handpicked out a shirt for me of John Hobbs, who passed away over a year ago. And I wrote a book about John Hobbs's life, and I got a shirt sent to me. And Donna Scott Davenport was kind enough to package it, shop for it, get it, and Johnny gave it to me. And through her, she took the time to send it to me. And I got it this afternoon on my porch. And I have it behind me right now. And it just brings back great memories of John Hobbs. And I just wanted to send a thank you to Johnny C. Hobbs and also Donna Davenport. Thank you so much for thinking of me and giving me the special memento of John Hobbs. I'll treasure it forever. I have Bo Heatherly on the line from Virginia. And we're going to bring him in. I'm anxious to talk to him. Hi, Bo. Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, you're live on the radio.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. Welcome. I'm so excited. Thank you for taking the time to come on the show.
Absolutely. I've been looking forward to it all day.
Me too. And I just love your accent because I just love Virginia and everything about Virginia. And you live in Virginia and you got that accent and it's just wow. And you got a great voice, so I'm excited.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Well, I'm excited to hear, I know my listeners, they're like, Bo Heatherly. From this part of town, they don't necessarily know who Bo Heatherly is. So I'd love for you to tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself, and especially, like, how'd you get your start in music? You know, it seems like everybody kind of, you know, through family and gatherings and different influences. I mean, who were your influences, and And obviously Merle Haggard was an influence because you're working on a project for him, and we'll get to that. But I want to know what your beginnings are and how you became to love music so much.
Well, it literally all started in church, which you hear that a lot. But in this area,
the way out of the Bible Belt.
That's right. I just, the harmonies and the music was all church. And we grew up in that. My uncles and aunts and my mom, they all sang, and that's all I knew. I mean, it was, you got up on Sunday, you went to church, and they had singing after church, and we had dinner, and ended up singing pretty much all day. So that's pretty much all I knew. And it was, like say, the kind of the Bible Belt, kind of the accent thing. I love the harmonies. That's what drew me into music. And of course, then you hit teenage years, and that's not as important.
No. Takes a back seat real quick.
Other things are important. So go through that spell, and then I was probably 17, something like that, and it kind of hit me that music was kind of what I wanted to do. And I joined a band, and it was a variety band, funny enough. I started in a country band, and that didn't last long. Then I went into a variety band. And wore the tuxedo and did the weddings, and you know, did that for about 13 years, which I think every day that I did that, because it gave me a diversity in music that I didn't just like one thing. I liked it all. And kind of, that's gonna segue into what I'm doing now with this next project, but it isn't all, you know. Of course, all I sing is pretty much country, but I like all music. I like talent. I like it all, and but it all stemmed from gospel music, from country. You know, the country, gospel was in the country as well. That's where I come from. And, kind of got me into the variety thing. I did that for a while. Then I finally settled into what I really like, is country music, and was very fortunate to have a good friend who was from this local area, Ricky Van Shelton. And I run into him by chance, and he helped my situation a lot. I mean, we went to Nashville, which is another segue, and when I met you, I mean, I was down there with Ricky Van Shelton when I met you.
And you want to tell our listeners our special connection with the corner?
Yeah, that's kind of neat. Julie was writing it, and she kind of hinted on that a minute ago. She was writing a book for John Hobbs, which is pretty much Mr. Nashville, any way you want to cut it. I mean, if you research this guy, you know, he was...
Oh, yeah.
He kind of built Nashville, and that's pretty much what he did. And from a construction company...
And he's considered the godfather now. I mean, he's the country godfather. You don't go to Nashville and not hear John Hobbs' name.
Oh, no, he's got it all going on. And when he... one of the last trips before he passed, they honored his... I had the honor of playing his 90th birthday party. And I think you were there with the book.
I was there.
We connected there, and it was a highlight of my life, I'm telling you. Not career, but life. It was unreal to be part of that. And anybody that was anybody in music was there. I mean, and they may have slipped in the back door and slipped out. You may not have even known it was there. But they were. And we had the honor of being there. The whole Hobbs family, I mean, literally, you will never meet a better bunch of people. They have taken, it's as if I've known them my whole life. And I'm sure you had the same experience.
Oh, absolutely. They're family to me.
Oh, yeah. And just, you know, to get to do that. And, you know, I'm standing there, and there's Ricky Van Shelton sitting there. There's Randy Travis. There's Bill Anderson. I mean, people I have grown my whole life to respect, and they're standing there. You know, and they were in honor of him, and they actually turned the city of Nashville green. This is unbelievable. But they had a bus. Don come over to me, and he had this very raspy, very distinct voice. You know.
Oh,
and he came to me and said, come on the bus, get on the bus, you know. And we had to play. I had a show that night. I said, John, I would love to. I said, I just can't do it. I've got to be. And Ricky was in town. We were there.
Yeah.
And they literally took a tour of the town, and they turned the Bridgestone Arena, the footbridge, they turned Nashville green in honor of John Hobbs. John A. Hobbs Day. And that's what it was. It February 12th? Is that right?
Yeah, 11th. You would think I know since I wrote the book. Yeah, February 11th.
It was
1928.
That was John A. Hobbs Day, and it still is. It was honorary day. They light it up. So and that guy, I'm telling you, you already know. I can tell a little.
Oh, yeah. I could write a book about it. He's, you know.
I think I did.
But did you know what he wrote in your book? That's what just so surprised me. You want to tell our listeners what John A. Hobbs told him to write in your book for you and signed it?
He did. Well, the first time I met John, this is a quick story, but I went down into Natick, and Ricky had told me, well, I'll take it back. I went in the 90s and I met him the first time. Then I go back in the 2000s, and Ricky had told me, I talked to him, told him I was going to Nashville, and he said, well, whatever you do, make sure you go by and see John. And when Ricky said, hi, that information, and I walk in John A's. I didn't realize that he had opened John A's at the time because when Ricky left, it was at the Nashville Palace.
Right.
But he had moved across, and of course, the family still was involved at the Palace, but he had opened John A's restaurant. So I go in the Palace thinking I'm going to see John, and there was, oh, he's across the street. So I go in, and I walk back, and he has a little corner area. Anybody that's been there, see the little corner area, it's a VIP. And anybody that's there with John, that's where you sit. You know, it's just what you do. And my group that I was with, of course, we didn't know John at the time, so we're sitting off to the side. And I just walk back, and I ask the waitress, I said, can I please speak to John? Because I have a message for him. And without an issue at all, John walks right up just the way he is. You know, he's like, hey, come on over.
Oh, yeah, so friendly.
First time I ever met him, you know, and he's, I said, well, I have a handshake right here for you in my hand. And he said, he looked at me real funny. I said, it's from Virginia. He said, Ricky Van Shelton. It was nothing else. He immediately said that. And I said, Jesus. You know, we went through a process of sitting there and having a ball. And he's, of course, if you like pie, can I have some pie?
Pawn off that blackberry cobbler.
Oh, yeah, and the moon pie. Yeah, we went through all of that, the fried moon pie and everything.
Oh, yeah.
So it just, from then on, it was family, and I had the honor to play his 90th birthday party, and that was the biggest honor. He had this big fruit basket. He kept telling me, come over and eat some of this fruit. You got to help me. I can't eat all this.
Well, he wrote in your book, though, that you had a voice. He hadn't heard such a good voice since Ricky Van Shelton, and I thought that was a huge compliment because he thought Ricky Van Shelton hung the moon. He, just for our listeners' sake, at the Nashville Palace, John A's family owned it then, and they own it now. But back then, he gave exposure to people like Ricky Van Shelton and Randy Travis and Lori Morgan and Alan Jackson. So, you know, he knew Ricky Van Shelton's voice, and he loved it, and that's how they became close. And that's a lot of the reason Ricky Van Shelton made it, too. But he thought you could sing just as well, if not better than Ricky Van Shelton. And that was a heck of a compliment that he wrote in your book.
I've danced around that a lot, but yes, he did. He took my book and he had Nancy, because he's like, come here, write this.
Oh yeah. Nancy Quinn
and
always wrote everything.
Hey, she wrote in there. He said, put it in there. Sing just like Ricky Van Shelton. I said, are you serious? He said, yeah, put it in there. So
that's
amazing. I'll treasure that the rest of my life. You know.
Yeah. And then you and I last. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, that was it. I said that was. And that was the night. You were there, too. You were there that night.
I was there. I remember. It was so much fun. I got to meet you. I went out to the parking lot about the same time. I was getting CDs out of the trunk of my car, Story of Our Lives as musicians. But, and I said, you know, sometime we need to do some music together. And, you know, we kind of agreed and laughed it off. But last December, I was lucky enough to be in Virginia around my birthday. And we hooked up in the studio. And I have it for us now. I'd like to play it, and then we'll talk about your projects coming up. But this song's called If I Needed You. And, you know, this was your idea. This is our rendition of it. And it went platinum, and it's still climbing on the charts. And I'm so proud of this. Just excited to have us together doing a song. So thank you. And I'm going to play it now, but hang on, because I'm going to bring you back. We're going to talk about your upcoming projects and how people can hear your shows. I know you do a lot of gigs, and also where they can buy your music or find your music, and we'll go from there. So hold on a minute, and I'm going to play our song together, our duet, If I Needed You.
Absolutely.
If I needed you, would you come to me? Would you come to me for to ease my pain? If you needed me, I would come to you. I would swim the seas for to ease your pain.
Julie Richardson doing the duet, If I Needed You Now, or If I Needed You Now, I'm adding words to it, If I Needed You, and shot the platinum status and number one, and I have Bo Heatherly on the phone with me right now. It's kind of exciting because it's like talking to an old friend, and I'm just excited to share his talent with you and his music, and I know you have two new projects you said you're working on. I want to hear about them.
Yeah, we've got, I kind of want to go back and do homage to some of my favorites that I listen to, you know, early on. It's, if Merle Haggard has got to be everybody's favorite, how do you not like Merle Haggard?
Exactly.
He's, you know, he's one I've wanted to do a project for forever, and I have, you know, I have studio, and finally sat down and started doing some of the, it's not really the most popular Merle stuff, which is what's, you know, a little different about this project.
Sure.
Everyone's heard Working Man, things like that. This is going to be some things that some of them of which were number ones, but they just were in the time that there was a lot of country music going on. You did, yeah, maybe not heard it. You know, this stuff you
right.
may have not heard.
Right.
And you know, I had the honor back in the 90s of meeting Leona Williams, which was one of Merle's wives. I should not have sounded
bad. He was married 5 times, but I met Leona. She's a wonderful woman.
Absolutely, one of the nicest people I've ever met. So I got to reconnect with her in the mid 2000s, and I've seen her at a club one night, and I went over and I said, Leona, I said, you know, I respect you as an artist,
mm-hmm.
as a songwriter. I said, it has nothing to do with Merle. I said, I love Merle like, you know, the day is long, but that's not why I'm sitting here. I respect you to sing one of her songs. We were some of the Nashville musicians, friends of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Allowed me to sing that song. It was very special. I mean, I still have
wow.
the video. I treasure that. But I got to sing one of her songs, Someday When Things Are Good. It was one of the songs that I really loved. It was his number one, and she wrote it.
Right.
So I got to do that, and you know, we connected after that, and I told her, I said, I would be over the moon to do a duet with you someday, and I just left it at that. I figured that was the end of that.
Sure.
And I've actually contacted her in this project. I sent her a message couple weeks ago, and she responded with absolutely when and where. Let's do it.
Wow.
So
yeah, she's super neat.
She's awesome.
So it sounds like you're going in October to Nashville. If everything works out, you're gonna get in the studio with her, perhaps.
That's the plan. That's exactly what I got planned, mid October. So we're gonna see. She's in Branson right now. She'll be home, you know, be
mm-hmm.
home soon. So hopefully we're going to play it by ear, but that's the plan.
Wow.
But project there, I'm doing a Merle tribute, which is something I'm always
mm-hmm.
wanted to do. And
mm-hmm.
I'm obviously do a Ricky Van tribute. I can promise you that. We're
yeah, you better.
On some, got some originals that he had written, and you know, I'm going through some of that stuff, and we're going to
uh-huh.
do that. And I have another project, a side project with a local friend of mine, Melvin Pribble, really great singer. It's going to be kind of a playoff of the soul and country
mm-hmm,
thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent a cut from that as well that we're working on. I mean, this is all pre-release stuff. I mean, it's nothing, you know.
Sure.
I
wanted to play Ain't It Funny. Who did that with you? I know it's a duet, but who did this song with you? And I'm about to play it for our listeners, but tell us a little bit about that song, Ain't It Funny.
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's Melvin Pribble. He's a local
okay.
friend of mine here in town. He has a phenomenal soul, just, you know, he's that soulful guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I contacted him. I said, you know, I had heard a version, you know, a couple versions of, you know, Lyle Love and different musicians getting together and doing a country / soul type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And this actually was Al Green and Lyle Love it cut this. And
yeah.
we didn't
yeah.
copy it. I don't do that at all. I take a version of that and run with it. So that's what you have there. I sent you a rough cut. So
yeah, and we're gonna
too,
don't judge it too harshly here. But let me play it for our listeners now, and then I'll bring you back on and let's tell them how they can get a hold of your music and maybe see you in a show. I know you do a lot of gigs around Virginia there, but I want to play this "Ain't It Funny" your duet that you're talking about. So hold on.
Hello there, my, it's been a long, long time. How'm I doing? Oh, I guess I'm doing fine. It's been so long now, but it seems it was only yesterday. Ain't it funny? Our time slips away. Well, how's your new love? I hope he's doing fine. I heard you told him you'd love him till the end of time. Now that's the same thing that you told me. It seems like just the other day. Ain't it funny how time slips?
And that was a cut from Bo Heatherly's newest project. That was a duet, and it was called Ain't It Funny. And I'm excited to share that with our listeners. And I just want to know, like, everyone's going to be asking me, how do I get Bo's music? I know you have a website you can tell us about and, you know, how we can see more of you.
Yeah, what I've got, and that was a Willie Nelson tune, by the way. Ain't It Funny How Time Slips Away. That was a recut. Of Willie Nelson too, but anyway, yeah, I have Boco. I mean, I go by Bo and Company. It's easier that way because I play with so many different musicians, and I have Boco Music VA.com, and the actual best way, believe it or not, is Facebook.com/ Boco Music VA. That's the easiest way to get me. But yeah, either one of those, it'll link you to, you know, Boco Music VA is in Virginia.
Okay.
That's the best way to get a hold of me.
All right. And, I mean, there's some shows coming up, I'm sure. You've been doing a lot of gigs and stuff despite COVID. I know you've been out there. Is there anywhere where we could come and see you?
It's been pretty crazy. I mean, I actually have one. You know, it's day to day. It really is. I mean, the governor they have to do what they have to do, but they're changing dates. You know, daily. I had one canceled tomorrow, but I have a private event. It's really hit and miss. I do have a calendar, though. When you go to the Boco Music VA, it'll show you
good.
The latest dates, the upcoming events. I try to keep it updated. So crazy.
I know. Our entire season just went away, you know, but we're getting ready. We'll hit it again next year, and when things get better, you know. But I wish you the best of luck with these two projects. I wish I could be there in Nashville in October when you connect with Leona Williams, and that's going to be a dream come true for you. So
you have an open invitation to be there. I'll definitely tell you. Always.
Thank you.
Always.
Well, and I hope, too, we can work on another duet because our first one, man, one and done, we were like, boom. So I'm excited about, you know, our harmonies and the fact that we can work so well together. And I know there's more in our future, so I'll be anxious to share your music and continue to share your music and any updates you have on your project with my listeners here on the Golden Country Radio Show, and just appreciate you being here tonight. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you having me. Ever since you asked me, I've been excited about this. I really appreciate it. And
oh,
we'll
you bet.
Definitely, there's no doubt.
Sounds good to me. So you take care and stay well and keep the music going for us all.
Will do. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Bo.
All right. See you soon.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. we just didn't try. Looking back, we see so much that we left undone. We should have known it would wither and die.
Special guest tonight was Bo Heatherly from Virginia, and hopefully you'll take a listen to his music and go to his website and check out his upcoming schedule and just help to promote those two new projects coming in. So thank you for listening in, and please share the news about this country radio show. I know we already have 12 different countries listening in, regions from all over the world, but please share. I know most of us here love country music, and we like just good music and people that we haven't heard from or heard about, and we're finding them out here, and hopefully you like my music too, and you'll visit my website, which is julierichardsonmusic.com. So check out my website. If you go on the website, in case you miss any of the links on the radio show and you're not able to listen live, you can go to my website, julierichardsonmusic.com, and you can click on radio. And on that page are all the links to all the past radio shows that I've done. And you can listen back in to Tammy Kendrick and Marty Dunn and Bo Heatherly and Ramona Diane and Rachel Sefton. And I've got Bo De Pena coming up in October. He's an incredible artist that's moving around this area and all through Montana and New Mexico and Wyoming and Colorado and just taking the world by storm. So take a listen to my website, and I've got music on there. I also talk about my book on there, so if you're interested in CDs or my book, just tune into the julierichardsonmusic.com website. I'm going to play a Higher Ground Band tune again, and this one again is based out of Denver, and this is our rendition of Down in Mississippi and Up to No Good.
Living on the shoestring,
cashing in the big chip. Gonna leave a big tip. Hotter than a $2 pistol, baby, I'm on fire. So, no, if anyone asks, and not that they would, we'll be down in Mississippi, up to no good. So, now, if anyone asks, and not that they would, we'll be down in Mississippi, up to no good. Yeah.
And we're up in Colorado and down to no good here on the Golden Country Radio Show. I'm your host, Julie Richardson. I had someone call in just now and request this song. We played it last week, so it resonated with them. This is my higher ground country band doing the Country Roads finale. So thank you for your request, and I will play that for you now. That was the Country Roads finale by my Higher Ground band. You're listening to Golden Country Radio. Thank you for calling in with your request. I appreciate that. And hopefully you've enjoyed tonight's show with Bo Heatherly. Check out my website at julierichardsonmusic.com. And also, just if you're in Nashville, make sure you stop by Johnny's Restaurant and tell them I sent you. And enjoy their beautiful patio and their wonderful new menu and drink specials and so forth. So I'd like to leave you tonight with a clip of music that my father actually wrote. He's not only wrote the song, but he's singing it and he's playing the guitar to it. It's called Glass of Whiskey and a Bottle of Wine. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time, so long.
I'll spend my bed.